You've heard about VIP membership, you've thought about VIP membership, and now we're going to entice you to activate your VIP membership. Today, you can take $8 off a VIP membership. That brings our $9.99 monthly rate down to $1.99 for your first month, or apply it to our cheaper rates when you commit to 3 months or 1 year. That's $8 off with coupon code LiveCast18. That's LiveCast18, all one word, no space, LiveCast18 in the coupon code box when you check out pwtorch.com/goVIP. What comes with the VIP membership? Well, first of all the PW Torch livecasts on one RSS feed that you can subscribe to. But as a VIP member, these plugs and similar plugs, along with the advertising and commercials, edited out of the show. So a streamlined experience. Plus, VIP after shows, exclusive post-show content just for VIP members. Also, VIP exclusive content that nobody else hears. The Wade Keller Hotline every single day that I put out. And the Bruce Mitchell Audio Show. And the Fix with Todd Martin that I host. And the post-pay-per-view roundtables, including the Royal Rumble post-pay-per-view show recorded right after the Rumble that I host. Also, ad-free access to our mobile and desktop site. PWTorch.com becomes PWTorchVIP.com for VIP members. Ad-free access to everything on the site and so much more. Did I mention 30-plus years of archives? Retro radio shows going back to the early 1990s? Thousands upon thousands of hours of podcasts on any topic you can imagine in professional wrestling from a top trusted team. Go check out our benefits. Over 70 exclusive podcasts, over 25 live casts with plugs and ads removed. An RSS feed that lets you sign up for shows by theme, by title, or all at once, whatever is convenient for you. And yes, it's compatible with popular podcast apps on Apple and Android. So go check out details. That's pwtorch.com/goVIP. Choose your subscription option, 1 month, 3 month, or 1 year, and then enter coupon code LiveCast18 to take $8 off the price of your subscription. We are journalists. We are independent analysts. We are forever students of the game, working passionately to help you understand pro wrestling better and enjoy it on a different level than most fans by never stopping our own journey to learn and inquire and decipher everything going on in this fascinating genre. We are independent. We are unattached to and uncompromised by any affiliation with a pro wrestling company or dependence on cooperation with the companies we cover. So you can trust that what we're saying isn't hindered by conflicts of interest or fear of losing a current or future job in the industry. There's less hedging than you'll find elsewhere. You might have noticed that. No fanboy blind loyalty and no holding back. But we're also committed to fairness and exploring all sides of decisions that are made by promoters and wrestlers. So check out our complete coverage in print, text, and audio. pwtorch.com/goVIP. $8 off. A coupon awaits you. Act now before this offer expires. It's for a very limited time. The coupon code is LiveCast18.
Blog Talk Radio.
This PW Torch Livecast program is sponsored by Wink, W-I-N-C. Wink makes it easy to discover great wine today. Go to trywink.com/PWTorch. That's trywink, TRYWINC.com/PWTorch. And get $20 off of your first shipment.
I know everything about you, Mutt, because I hacked into your laptop. And I've been watching you. That's how I found out what a big Katy Perry fan you really are.
Oh, no.
Roll the tape.
Don't roll the tape.
California's got an undeniable crazy suit bikini
top. Yeah.
How many times do we have to have this conversation? On a night like this, with the whole world watching, you continue to put guys in danger every single week.
No, you're right.
Because you said last man standing, and that's exactly what I did.
What?
It's a sparkle cave.
You people, today is Tuesday. It's January 30th, 2018, and you are Making the List. I am your host, Pat McNeil. This is episode 2 of Making the List, and today we will decide on the 7 best wrestlers in NXT history. Our phone number is 515-605-9345. The email address is pwtorchlivecast@gmail.com. Our PW Torch Livecast chat room is open, and you can send Twitter questions to us at Real Pat McNeil. And now, without any further ado, we're going to go to Soundboard Vince McMahon, who is going to tell us a little bit about today's guest. Soundboard, what do you got to say?
He mixes power and technical skill like nobody else.
All right, that's good enough. Please, ladies and gentlemen, give us a warm welcome for ProWrestling.net editor, Mr. Jason Powell. Jason, welcome to the show.
Hey, Pat. Long time no talk. Good to be here.
Yeah, for those of you who haven't been Torch subscribers or .NET subscribers for very long, Jason and I actually teamed up at one point doing the post-Raw show on the PW Torch 900 line, and those were some incredible programs. Sadly, none of those exist in the archives, but it's sort of a throwback, really.
It might have something to do with the time that I raised the issue with Bruce Mitchell. That I think this works a lot like television, where we should be getting the residuals. And I don't know that I've been featured since as a best of on the Torch.
Oh well, yeah, that's a good point. I didn't even think of that
for one best of. You know, I mean I certainly can't rule that out.
Yeah, I think the 900 number lines that we did are sort of missing. That's the last I heard. Don't know what happened
somewhere. They'll be found someday. You know, it's Wink. Okay. I'm guessing it recorded almost all of that. I don't remember for sure if we did or not.
That's true. I mean, we'll probably find out at some point, and that'll be a great feature for years down the line. Now, Jason and I are going to discuss, and we're going to compile a list of the 7 best wrestlers in NXT history. We talked about it, and people were asking about this online. Yeah, I think we have to include the years that NXT was a reality show, and including the time that it was on Sci-Fi. Now that doesn't change a lot, but it means that you at least have to mention Daniel Bryan.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's the biggest one, because I did scroll through the rest of the list, and not like there's no talent there, but I don't know that anyone necessarily is going to make that list.
Hmm. Naomi turned out pretty well, but yeah, other than that, it's not great.
She's not in my top 7, Pat.
No, absolutely not. All right, the number is 515-605-9345. The email address, pwtorchlivecast@gmail.com. We're going to go ahead. I think each of us should throw out one name for this, and then we'll go ahead and start taking calls, and I'll start going down the various suggestions via Twitter, and we'll start putting everything into place. Do you have a suggestion for the list? You're going first.
Sure. Let me get my trusty list handy here.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go with, you know, I think the top half is a little easier. Here's a guy that I had some trouble with when it came to, does he make the list, does he not make the list? Seth Rollins.
Oh, Seth Rollins. Well, first official NXT champion. So you got to figure that he goes on there. I guess one of the questions we have to address is this, when we say in NXT history, do we mean based on what they did in NXT or based on how they turned out?
You tell me. I'm just along for the ride, McNeil. This is your show.
Yeah, that's true. All right. I think that what they did on NXT should be a factor, but probably not the only factor. I think there's a lot to go over here. Seth Rollins definitely has to be on the list. I will say this, and I might get some heat for this. Trying to think of who, you know, in terms of their time on NXT, the top female wrestler, I think, has to be Sasha Banks. And I'm a big Asuka fan, but I like Bayley's time on NXT. But you look at Sasha, who had good matches on NXT that weren't with either of those ladies. And, I mean, they're, you know, and with all due respect to Asuka, there's not a lot of Asuka matches that got the respect that the Sasha and Bayley matches got.
I'm with you there. Yeah, I kind of compiled my own top 7, and we can get to it or not, just as we work our way through the show. I, believe it or not, I felt like I was I think I'm guilty. I didn't have a woman in my top seven, but I certainly do in my top 10, 15.
Ah.
And Sasha was the person I also came up with.
Okay. Let's see. All right. Let's see. Jeremy, who is – okay. Oh, yeah. Let's go to one that we have on Twitter. It's from Jeremy, who is J. Killaby. I don't know what that means. But... All right. Jeremy says the number one on his list, if you include the NXT reality show, Daniel Bryan has to be number one. So we'll go over, we might touch on the rest of his list in a bit. But, yeah, Daniel Bryan's definitely going to be one of these seven that we discuss. And now –
wait a minute.
And now,
wait a minute, McNeil.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Now, you're telling
yeah.
me what they did in NXT counts. So him running
a bunch
of obstacle courses counts?
Did they do it well? Did they do it well? I mean, there were wrestling matches on that show. Daniel Bryan had good wrestling matches on the original NXT, which was it's quite a trick.
Fair enough. Yeah, he did. What did he? I think at the match with Jericho, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a breakout. That was when a lot of people who probably hadn't seen him in Ring of Honor or elsewhere were like, yeah, okay, we can. Yeah, this guy is, you know, this guy is worth something. And I mean that's a factor because, you know, a lot of times the people who are watching NXT on the WWE Network, they might have heard of wrestlers from New Japan or Evolve or Ring of Honor, but you know, until they see them, they're like, yeah, well, you know, they're going to make up their minds once they see them, and instead of just coming in with preconceived expectations.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. All right, to the phones we go. This will be quite a treat. Let's see what we have coming up from the 814 area code. I have my suspicions, but 814, please state your name and town. You are making the list.
This is Ryan from Cumberland, Maryland.
Hey, it's Ryan from Cumberland, Maryland. Go ahead, Ryan.
Okay, I have a question for the one I'm going to put on my list, which is Jushin Thunder Liger, since he went undefeated, even though he had this one match. You think
okay,
he can,
well, hey, you know what? I'm not going to criticize too much. He's definitely in NXT even if it was for one match. So we'll take that into consideration. Okay, and you had questions?
My question is, do you think he'll ever get one shot at doing something like he did in NXT and get a run in WWE for just like one match for a special show like Royal Rumble, surprise appearance, or some other special match at WrestleMania?
I don't know about a WrestleMania appearance, but I can see him maybe being a one-off in the Rumble. I mean, Hurricane Helms was a one-off in the Rumble, so yeah, why not? Jason?
I think it's more likely he ends up in their Hall of Fame than I do a Royal Rumble appearance. I mean, you never say never on something.
Than either
like that,
of those, yeah, that's
yeah.
true.
But I do think, okay. yeah, I think he's probably Hall of Fame bound someday.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a logical answer. Okay.
Okay. My second question's on two NXT alumni. Do you think mm-hmm. the Perfect 10, Ty Dillinger, will steal Curtis Axel's gimmick and claiming to be the real winner of the Royal Rumble because he never actually went over the top rope? And Curtis got a little bit of heat when he did that little angle a number of years ago.
Since Dillinger's a babyface, I'm not expecting that. However, what I would expect, of course, is that we get something maybe with Ty Dillinger calling out Baron Corbin or coming after Baron Corbin, possibly as soon as tonight. Jason?
Yeah, I mean, if there's been almost hints that like he might go heel. Look, if he does, I think it's better for him if he goes after Corbin, because if they play it that way where he's angry and claiming he's the Rumble winner, well, he's going to be eating a Shinsuke Nakamura knee to the face, and that will be a one and done very quickly.
Yeah, that's the thing. Although it looked from the Rumble like we're going to end up with, at least at Fastlane, we're going to end up with Rusev and Baron Corbin.
Oh yeah, that's true. So I don't know where the Perfect 10 fits in. I don't know that WWE knows where he fits in.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well.
And my final question for you is on an NXT crossover match of CPW. What match would you like to see?
Oh, geez. Well, I have not worked with or for CPW in several years. I think
it was like an alumni.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I would say that's an excellent question. I would say Tyler Breeze versus Luke Gallows. How's that? That's very NXT versus very CPW.
I didn't even know Luke Gallows had that big a run in CPW.
He was the masked man, Dargon the Devastator.
Oh,
you didn't know that.
Kayfabe, brother. Kayfabe.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, well, he was there for a few shows, yes.
Okay, I would have went with Jake Davis and Cassius Ohno.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good one too. I could probably make a few calls, see about making that happen. All right.
Now, here's
thank you, Ryan.
Though, Pat, you're cheating.
Okay, thanks, sir.
I don't think Luke Gallows was ever in NXT, was he?
No, I mean he'd be from the CPW. It's NXT versus CPW Crossroad. He'd be from the CPW guy.
I see. Okay, fair enough. Because I wanted
that's
to get
what
Luke
I was,
Gallows.
That's what I was
Festus.
Going with.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I wanted Gallows Festus, but that won't work. Sorry.
Okay. Anyway, the number is 515-605-9345. I might as well try to get a news tidbit out of Jason Pell because of his website, prowrestling.net, is very busy. It keeps up on the news. I have a question. Okay, we all heard about what happened today, so I've got to ask you, is Jeremy Borash the new GM of 205 Live?
No, I don't believe so. My understanding is he is going to be NXT-bound. This was a Triple H hire, I was told today. And it sounds like mostly like video production, bringing him in as a voice of the show or anything like that. Somebody even compared it, one of his duties might be something along the line, not just taking over, but doing some of the work that Dusty Rhodes did back in the day, helping with, producing of promos and things of that nature. And so it sounds like kind of a little bit of everything, but not as necessarily as an on-air talent is what I'm hearing.
Okay, I can definitely see that, and maybe he can do stuff in a pinch. It's a good hire for WWE, and I think more so it really hurts Impact. I mean, the impression is you can't even keep Jeremy Borash. What's going on?
Well, yeah, there's that. I mean, it hurts him behind the scenes because of all the work he did there. This guy was kind of a jack of all trades for that company. I think the word's pretty much out. I think people have kind of, they may not know everything that he did, but they have some idea that he's more than just an on-air character or broadcast team member. And that's the other part of this. They just started transitioning Josh Matthews into more of a managerial type role, it seemed like. It was hard to tell from the taping spoilers. And the plan was for Borash and Don Callis to team on commentary. Well, now Borash is out, and I don't believe the company knew very much in advance. I mean, he was representing them at the House of Hardcore show on Friday night. I believe he was filming some stuff for Austin Aries, is what I was told, and for Impact. And so they're kind of left in a spot here. I think like this week's show is probably already good to go. Beyond that, though, I don't know who the next voice of Impact is going to be. Any thoughts on that, Pat?
Mike Tenay is just a phone call away.
True.
That's what I'm going to say. Yeah, or you know what? Since they were big for a while on getting successful podcasters, Tony Schiavone, he's right there.
Yeah, Schiavone. It's weird that Mike Tenay didn't come back for like Slammiversary. He's kept a low profile since that he had that gambling podcast, which I actually really enjoyed. But it was like only a 1 year thing or something. But he's kind of kept a low profile. I haven't really heard much about Mike Tenay in quite some time.
Yeah. By the way, if anyone at Impact wants my demo reel for announcing, they can call Ryan from Cumberland. I'm pretty sure he has it. I think that would be the way to go there. All right. So let's continue with our quest to find the seven best here in NXT history. One name I want to throw out there, and you have to say that he had great moments in NXT and is very talented as well on the main roster, Finn Balor.
Yeah. I never felt like we saw the best of Finn Balor in NXT. I don't know that we've seen the best of Finn Balor in WWE for that matter either. Mm-hmm. He did you know, he was one of those borderline guys on my list, believe it or not.
Right. No, I understand what you're saying. But, I mean, I'm trying to think of an NXT champion where we can say that, you know, we've definitely seen the best of him. And, you know, I mean, Bo Dallas comes to mind when you look at that list. And, I mean, because a lot of people say we didn't see the best of Nakamura. Samoa Joe, we saw, I mean, he was very good, but his, you know, I mean, obviously the best time to bring Samoa Joe in would have been 10 years earlier. But, I mean, maybe Neville, you know?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, a guy that's going to be bumped from my list that I compiled just because of you want to incorporate what they've done in NXT is Drew McIntyre. He was in my top five,
yeah,
just because I think the guy's been so good, but he's done so little in NXT, and I'll be surprised if he's there at all. If he is, it's not going to be for long once he returns from that injury. It sounds like they were ready to call him up the last time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's they probably were getting ready for that, but he's got to be on there. We've got a lot of names to include, and we will get to all of them, I hope, and we will get to more of your phone calls at 515-605-9345. Chat room is wide open. Let's see. We also are taking emails at pwtorchlivecast@gmail.com. We'll be back after a station break with more of Making the List.
We know you're a pro wrestling fan, but you might like MMA too. And if so, check out our sister site, MMATorch.com, with live fight event coverage, including UFC pay-per-views, previews of all UFC and Bellator events, the daily news digest, exclusive columns, flashbacks, and much more. Check it out. If you're a fan of MMA, you'll be a fan of MMATorch.com.
All right, and now it's page two. Jason, you still with me?
I am.
Okay. I've got 60 seconds here to tell you all about our sponsor, Wink Wine Incorporated, W-I-N-C, at W-I-N-C.com. Wink makes it easy to discover great wines. Wink's experts select wines matched to your tastes, personalized for you, shipped right to your door, and starting at just $13 a bottle. Now, Jason, I looked at the fine print. Not available in several states, including Utah, by the way. I just wanted to make sure everybody knew that. But there's nothing like coming home to a box of delicious Wink wine selected just for you. It's the best day of your month. Now, when they say a box of wine, they actually mean that there's a bottle inside the box. They're not actually sending boxed wine to you. And I just want to make that clear because people are very picky about their wine. And, you know, I mean, I was thinking, you know, I mean, I was at the point at one point where I was dating women who drank, and, you know, it would have been nice and convenient to have a bottle of wine, a new bottle each month, shipped to my door.
Here, drink this.
I'm just saying. Yeah, well, you know, they have new delicious wines. They also make their own wines. They have a winery out in California. You go and you fill out the palate profile quiz. You answer some simple questions that the average store clerk will not ask you, and questions like how do you take your coffee, how do you feel about blueberries. They take that list and they compile wines, they curate them to your taste. Then you rate the wines, and the more wines you rate, the more personalized your suggestions are. There are no membership fees. Skip any month, and you can cancel at any time. Shipping is covered. And if you don't like a bottle they send you, Jason, they will replace it with a bottle you'll love with no questions asked. Go to trywink.com/PWTorch. You'll get $20 off your first shipment. That's trywink, trywink.com/PWTorch for $20 off. Do it now. All right, Making the List with Pat McNeil continues here on PW Torch Livecast. And, yeah, I'm Pat McNeil. He is Jason Powell. The man over at ProWrestling.net. I've got to ask you this, Jason, because you know we probably don't talk about the business end of this enough. Was it easier running a wrestling website when you started or now?
You know, I would say when I started, because there's just so much wrestling to cover now. Where
yes,
yeah, I mean there are a lot of these promotions existed. But it was just an easy crutch to go, yeah, but I don't get access to it. You know, where now it's like everything
right.
is at your fingertips and on your computer screen, and just trying to keep up on everything, along with all of a sudden there's the just the onslaught of mainstream media outlets lining up to team up with WWE, we'll say. You know, it,
yeah.
it's There's a lot more competition out there from mainstream outlets and everything else. So yeah, I would say, believe it or not, when I first started.
Yeah, no, I can see that. And of course you have the WWE and their WWE Network, and World Wrestling Entertainment. When fans are drowning in wrestling, tape a hose to their mouths. That seems to be their motto, because I'm trying to do other stuff. I'm trying to help take care of a newborn. My wife is doing most of it. And it's just unrelenting. And tonight's the fourth straight night of wrestling in Philadelphia. And I don't know what it says that when you book four straight nights of wrestling in Philadelphia, and the best wrestling is on the first night, and then the ski slope starts from there. Maybe you ought to rethink some of that.
Well, I thought the Rumble was pretty good. I mean,
it was.
You're right. NXT.
I'm not complaining about the Rumble, but I'm saying the NXT show was better. Not to mention shorter.
So far, you're absolutely right. NXT better, Rumble, and then I think fatigue really set in for that audience last night. There were a couple of big matches that they gave them with Asuka and Sasha, and then Cena and Balor, and that crowd just didn't seem all that engaged. Not nearly as much as I thought they would be.
Okay, yeah, I saw Braun Strowman turn over the big table on Kane, and I'm like, okay, I think I'm going to go lie down for a while. I don't need, before I watch the rest of this.
I wish I had that option sometimes, Pat.
Well, I did it for, right now I work Monday nights, and for a long time I was there live tweeting Raw, and, God help me. And it's hard to get that urge to watch all of Raw right now. It sort of fades if you're not doing it live.
And even if you're excited by this at the beginning of the show, by the end, not so much.
That was another thing.
We weren't watching. It was a simpler time, Pat, when ProWrestling.net started nearly 10 years ago. We only had 2 hours of Raw to cover.
That's true. Oh, well. Well, if they go on Fox, it'll be back to 2 hours, so.
Yay, Fox.
Okay. All right, let's continue on this. Let's continue with this list of the best wrestlers of NXT history, and we'll start sorting them soon. There's a couple of names that I had down. Sami Zayn, I think he deserves to be mentioned. He was doing really good work on NXT, been doing probably some of his better stuff right now on WWE. He's definitely somebody that should be put on there.
I agree. Yeah, I don't have any. I'm not going to debate you on Sami Zayn. He wasn't at the top of my list, but I thought he was a real standout in NXT, especially. And it hasn't gone as smoothly in WWE, but yeah, like you said, things are starting to get better for him.
Okay, all right, you have one then.
I do have Johnny Gargano on my list. I know it's. He's just kind of starting as a singles now, but that match on Saturday was so damn good. And then you factor in what he's done with DIY, and if we're just talking pure ability, who sells better than this guy?
That's true. And, Johnny Gargano at one point, the patron saint of the Wednesday live cast back when I did it. he was on.
Right.
Yes. One of the most listened to episodes was the live cast Christmas party with Johnny Gargano and Johnny Fairplay. That was a lot of Johnnies. Yes.
Yes.
All right. Yes. Okay. Let's see. Okay. I've got more from Jeremy's list of suggestions. He's got one. Kevin Owens.
Yeah. I mean, how long was the run in NXT? That's something like my brain just doesn't operate that way. And so it was like,
he did not have a good run. Yeah, it was a good run, but he walked in, and got. I mean, he got the title in his first, got the title pretty much in his first match.
Yeah, it didn't seem like he was there all that long. Is it just my memory?
I want to say you're right about this, but I'm gonna pull that up on the old internets. But yeah, he wasn't there. He wasn't there as long as Zayn. Who was? Plus, at the end, he went up and feuded with Cena before he officially left NXT.
That's right.
So that influenced there on the back end. But he's definitely more than good enough. Let's see. Here we go.
His middle name is Yannick. How do you not like that?
That's true. Yeah, that's I don't know. It must be a Canadian thing. Okay, so NXT champion. All right, August 12, 2014. Let's see. Is this the title? All right, so when is he when's he leaving NXT here? Okay, he lost, let's see, July 4th of 2015, and then August of 2015. So he's there a year.
Okay, yeah, which, you know, I guess isn't that bad. But like you say, there were some appearances on Raw before that with Cena and all of that,
yeah.
So maybe that's what I'm thinking of. Yeah, I mean, certainly a strong contender, I guess, as we put
yeah.
this list together.
Okay. You know, Asuka at least will be talked about because she's definitely a strong, you know, female talent. But we discussed that earlier. I think Sasha Banks probably will end up above her if we're just ranking the women. And you know,
I would even make an argument that Becky Lynch could, but that's based on what she's done in the main roster. And some of it
right.
too is just I don't feel like they've gotten the most out of Becky Lynch on the main roster either. But
they have
most people on this list.
And Charlotte also would probably, I would say Charlotte might go above Asuka right now.
I would take Asuka, although I think Charlotte had probably the most memorable, for some people, women's match. It just, now I know
Natalia,
Sasha
yeah.
and Bayley, but yeah, I mean, that one, there were women's matches on before. I think Emma was in the first one on a takeover, if memory serves, but that mm-hmm. was the one that just really stood out because it was Charlotte, still very green, facing Natalya, and it was like, man, I hope, you know, they know what they're doing, and Natalya can get a passable match out of her, and they just went out there and killed it. That was a great match.
Yeah.
I don't think they've ever, as many times as they've tried on the main roster, I don't think they've been able to replicate how good that was.
That's true. It's a different environment, and it's, you know, and it helps that it's a very receptive environment. You don't have, you know, people know that people are going there to watch good wrestling, and they're not going to sit on their hands.
Right, absolutely.
I mean, even if the chance, you know, even if the chance get annoying, which, let's be honest, they do. If I never hear one, two, sweet again in my life, I'll be happy.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
Okay, so those are several. Let's see, more suggestions off of Twitter. Okay, Charlotte Samoa Joe. Yeah, Neville, or Adrian Neville, as he was called back then. It was a slightly different era, but he dominated. He had some good matches. He didn't always get to exhibit the high flying that that he was known for in Dragon Gate USA, but he did well, I thought.
He did. He really did. And of course, he went on to do not much of anything on the main roster for a while, and then they finally figured out this guy can be a really good heel. And once he did that, now it's like, can we please get him back and don't put him on 205 Live? Get him on the main roster, maybe. I'd rather see him as secondary champion right now than Bobby Roode, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know what his conditions were for coming back to the, you know, for coming back to the main roster, but I would have to think Enzo Amore not being there would have been one of them.
Now, legend has it, aren't they buddies?
I don't know. You got me there. I admit I don't know.
I can't say for sure, but I seem to remember
Does Enzo have buddies?
Some that he probably shouldn't, but that's just what others say. I don't know, Pat. But, Neville is certainly a contender as well. I don't think double-check my trusty list here. He did not crack my top seven.
Okay. All right, but I think we have more than enough to start stacking the list. 515-605-9345, we would love to hear from you. And, of course, pwtorchlivecast@gmail.com is the other great way to reach us. We'll come back. We'll sort this out, and we'll probably go through some of the people who count as honorable mentions when making the list returns in a moment.
No matter what kind of wrestling fan you are, Ring Rust Radio is the perfect podcast for you. Every Wednesday night, Ring Rust Radio breaks down the hottest news in professional wrestling, including Raw, SmackDown, and WWE pay-per-view reviews. That isn't all, as Ring Rust Radio also delves into NXT, Lucha Underground, Ring of Honor, Impact Wrestling, and New Japan to discuss the latest happenings in every major company. Ring Rust Radio conducts interviews with the biggest stars in the wrestling business as well, including Stone Cold Steve Austin, Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart, Roman Reigns, AJ Styles, Chris Jericho, Kurt Angle, and many more. If you're looking for your wrestling fix with an entertaining twist, check out Ring Rust Radio every week on Blog Talk Radio, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We return with more of Making the List here on the PW Torch Livecast. The number is 515-605-9345. I am Pat McNeil. Joining us this week, it is Jason Powell of ProWrestling.net. Next week, it's one of the guests that America loves to love. Johnny Fairplay will be back, and I believe the topic next week will be your top seven greatest wrestling factions of all time. I wonder who we'll talk about, but right now we'll continue with more of this. Okay, so let's start looking at this. If he had spent more time in NXT, you would think that Daniel Bryan would be number one, but. It's tough.
He is my number one, just because of everything he accomplished and how good he is. I remember the match with Jericho from the game, whatever you want to call that version of NXT.
True.
And that's about it. I'm the first to admit I have a horrible memory, so I'm sure there's some other things.
Yeah, he was off the first season pretty early. That could be why. Remember, he gave an answer. Yeah, he gave an answer that they didn't like. I think to one of the questions, and they let him go.
So, do we disqualify him?
It's worth talking. I mean, it's a factor, but it can't be the only factor. Let's see. He lasted 5 weeks. He was ranked. Okay, let's see. He was eliminated because they felt he didn't have confidence in himself to win the competition because of what he had said. So
genius.
Eliminated at the same time as Michael Tarver, who of course has gone on to. Right. Okay. There you go. All right.
Who were the judges that season, Pat? Does it tell you?
I think it was a poll. It was a poll, but they didn't honor the results of their own poll. So.
Of course. That's the WWE way.
Oh, yeah, the pros voted. That's right. The pros, okay. The pros voted. So it would, Miz was one of them, obviously.
Yep.
The original format,
He was a pros pro.
The criteria were one loss record within the show, strength of opponents, work ethic, and it factor. Okay. For courtesy of Wikipedia, past physical challenges included a keg carrying contest, an assault course contest, and a rock'em sock'em tournament.
Oh, my. The next evolution in television, ladies and gentlemen. That is what Vince McMahon referred to the show
brilliant.
As.
Brilliant! Fantastic. Okay. Let's see. There was a sixth season. Oh my goodness! There was a sixth season set to air that got scrubbed, which was supposed to have Big E, Seth Rollins, Sandow, Bo Dallas, and Adam Rose, and Hunico, but was canceled before it ever aired. Oh, thank goodness!
Hey, okay, he brought the XFL back. Could he bring this back?
No, we can't. We won't allow it. All
Hunter,
right.
I'm
yeah.
sorry.
Uh,
we're scrapping your version of NXT. We're bringing back the game show.
Okay, so, I mean, Derek Bateman, a.k.a. Ethan Carter III, was on two seasons of NXT. He was on NXT and then NXT Redemption, where he got to redeem himself by being on that show for 67 episodes because they just kept it going.
I hated Derek Bateman with a blind rage. Now that he has gone on to do other things, I can just openly admit my hatred of Derek Bateman. I love EC3.
We had him on the live cast before he had, after he had been let go by WWE, and he didn't sound like he really cared much for that character either. So,
oh, it was so bad.
Yeah, it was not good. That was a wonderful season. That was a wonderful season. Byron Saxton was one of the competitors. You'll recall.
Yes, he was.
As was Connor of the Ascension, Titus O'Neil, and Darren Young.
Wow.
Okay.
That's quite the collection.
Yes. Well, we forgot Lucky Cannon and Jacob Novak, although.
What year was, God, he was, uh, He was a Minnesota guy with a funny name, and I can't remember it off the top.
Eli Cottonwood. Yeah, okay.
I want to say he was a Minnesota guy for some reason.
Okay, Eli Cottonwood, let's see. Yeah, he finished sixth. I forget what his other name was.
He will not be finishing sixth on our list.
No, he will not. He actually lasted longer than Titus O'Neil did. So that doesn't sound
I wish
right
he would have lasted longer in WWE than Titus O'Neil has today, but that's just me. Sorry, not a big Titus Worldwide guy.
No, you're not? Okay, well.
Not even a little bit.
Sorry. I don't know. It's maybe I don't understand the gimmick, but the gimmick is he loses a lot and he talks a lot.
But they're going to have to do something with him now because if you look at the Raw tag division, they have no baby faces.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. Well, I mean,
Jeff Hardy's hurt, Dean Ambrose is hurt, Jason Jordan's hurt.
What's stopping them from calling up the Authors of Pain?
Hopefully they will. But are they baby faces? Should they be baby faces, I guess, is a question.
Yeah, then why not?
Certainly could.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, they're fine. They have the Revival. They don't need to worry about that. All right, let's start ranking these. Okay, so you've got Daniel Bryan first.
I honestly don't know if he belongs.
I don't know. Okay, well, let's see. Seth Rollins, if he's not first, he's second, I think.
Fair. And like I said, I didn't have him, but I was also including some folks like Drew McIntyre and Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
And some of it... I mean, I didn't see a ton of Seth in NXT. It just was the early days of the promotion, and so I didn't see a lot of that.
Yeah, no. Well, in fairness, nobody did, so.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so we have them. Okay, so do we ignore how horrible Derek Bateman was, or EC3 was as Derek Bateman?
No,
I don't know that he's in the top seven either way.
That. No, okay. He's a very talented guy. There's other lists he can be on, but not NXT. Not yet.
All right.
We'll see what he does in this run.
Okay, so for number three, let's see. I mean, there's a bunch of choices. You got Finn Balor, Sasha Banks, Joe, Nakamura, Sammy, Neville, Fandango. No, not Fandango. But he was there too. But
there's
Kevin
Nakamura
Owens.
Belong there.
Yeah, I mean, he was in NXT.
He had to learn where those cameras were.
Yeah, that's right. That was very important. I mean, I think they've actually just flat out admitted they need some guys. You know, they keep some of that talent on NXT so people will go to the shows and people will tune in. They've stopped pretending, really, that this is a development. This is a real developmental league.
Well, and when they finally came around to kind of saying, hey, look, the guy moved from Japan and brought his family with him. You know, that made a lot more sense to me than he needed a full year to learn where the cameras were. It's like, okay, you just needed to get acclimated. Nothing wrong with that. I'm going to go Balor just because of what he meant. He was a true face of the NXT brand.
Right. Okay. And let's see. I will go Sasha because, you know, she was, I mean, if you're talking about this women's revolution, it pretty much came from NXT, and she was the she was their star and having their best matches.
I'm not going to argue that.
Okay.
I don't think another guy had on this list who's not going to make our list, Pat, because it wasn't a memorable run in NXT, but I was kind of looking at it as, all right, who's been very successful, who's had tons of memorable matches, and I figured the studio audience would boo the hell out of me as Roman Reigns.
That's true, although was it, okay, was that NXT or Florida Championship Wrestling?
That's a thing, yeah, so I'll disqualify him from this list.
Yeah, okay, we could do a whole other show on Florida Championship Wrestling. We will not start that now, but we could definitely do that.
And you will have a different co-host.
Well, yeah, but the idea, we'll have a different one each week.
There you go.
Until further notice, so. There we go. All right, 515-605-9345. Let me see. I was talking with one of our Twitter followers about Elias. Now, Elias's run on NXT was mostly him getting booed. for that gimmick.
And not good heat.
No, not good heat, no. So, I mean, he's not going to make the top seven, but he's definitely somebody you should mention as, you know, they can take credit for him coming from NXT, though.
Yeah, a very pleasant surprise on the main roster. You know, one of those rare few that things have gone much better for him since he's been called up than they did at developmental. Mm-hmm. You know, they always had faith in him. They liked him. But that, I mean, he was just similar to Mike Bennett even in Ring of Honor, where the crowd decided early on they didn't like him and they weren't going to change, and he needed a change of scenery. And once he got it, he's made the most of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's very valid. Also, another suggestion in from the Twitter. It's going to be former NXT champion Big E Langston.
Another guy I didn't see much of in NXT, and so I'm going to I'll leave that one up to you.
Yeah, I don't know if he quite makes the top seven, but yeah, very, very talented guy. What they did with him, of course, what they did with him was totally different from what he ended up doing on the main roster and what he's doing now. That's
he developed a love of pancakes since then.
Yes, he has. Well, I'm assuming. I figured he loved pancakes before that, but what do I know?
Yeah, you never know that.
Yeah, Bo Dallas. I don't think Bo's matches on NXT were that great, but I mean he developed a character, which seemed to get over more in NXT than it did on the main roster.
I love the Bo Dallas character in NXT.
Yeah.
I was so high on bringing him up to the main roster, making him a very fluky secondary champion, but they kind of already had that with Miz. You know, it's kind of a pest heel champion. I never thought they got what they could have out of that version of Bo Dallas. But yeah, he does not make my top seven.
Yep, that's also fair. Paige, who was the face of the NXT women's division for a while, and got called up while she was still the NXT champion.
Yeah, a case could be made. I guess somebody I wasn't really thinking of. What do you think?
Very good. Does she count as being in the top seven, though?
I will say no.
Yeah, that's a tough thing. I'm also
who's on our list so far?
Daniel Bryan, Seth Rollins, Finn Balor, Sasha Banks. Those are the only ones who have made the cut so far.
Bryan, Balor. Who was the third in Sasha Banks?
Seth Rollins.
Rollins, okay. I got him jotted down here. I'm looking at this. A guy we haven't mentioned that I think did some really good work in NXT was Cesaro.
Yeah, that's true. It's tough with guys like him and with Curtis Axel because, and Tyson Kidd for that matter, these were guys who were on the main roster, but they went down to NXT. I don't know whether they were there to sort of repackage them or whether they were like, let's use these guys to teach these other guys how to help these other guys have better matches. I have Cesaro on here as one of the list of nominees. I'm inclined to keep him on here. Again, I don't know if he cracks the top seven, but that's a good choice. Another name that we have not mentioned, Wade Barrett, the winner of NXT Season 1, and a talented guy, although we have not heard from him since he left WWE, really.
No, and WWE just didn't do as much as they could with him, unfortunately, so he doesn't make my top seven.
Yeah, bad news Barrett bit, that didn't get him over.
Not at all. I mean, people like saying bad news or whatever the catchphrase was, but that was about it. What about – well, I'm going to make a nomination here that we put Sami Zayn on the firm list because he was a player in NXT for so long and had so many quality matches.
Okay, we're going to put him down at number five, and we're going to take a timeout. Get your thoughts in on Twitter. Go hit us up on email. Use the chat room, whatever. We want to hear from you. Our final segment is coming up after this timeout, so don't go anywhere.
Rich Fan, formerly of the Primetime Friday Laughcast with Bruce Mitchell here. I want to tell you about my new show, The Deep Dive with Rich Fan. On Saturdays at 6 p.m. Eastern weekly, join us as we dive into a single subject, some weeks as serious as race, gender, and stereotyping in wrestling, to as fun as which IC champs could fit into another era, and anything in between. We'll have guests from inside and outside the Torch family to cover the subject of the week, and of course your calls and emails. Prior to each episode, I'll put out on social media the subject and some notes, places where you can also bone up on the subject of the week if you're so inclined. I'll also devote shows to two of my favorite international promotions, New Japan Pro Wrestling and Progress. All are welcome. No secret handshakes here because Saturday nights on the live cast are officially all right for diving.
All right, we're back with more Making the List on PW Torch Live Cast. We do this every Tuesday, 5 p.m. Eastern. I'm Pat McNeil. He is Jason Pell, our guest from ProWrestling.net. Jason, as you probably heard last week, we did the top seven moments in Royal Rumble history with Disco Inferno. And you can hear that show along with all the thousands of shows in the history of the PW Torch Livecast in our archives. Go to pwtorchlivecast.com. All very simple. But right now we're figuring out the seven best wrestlers in NXT history. I think if we've got Sami Zayn at number five, I'm going to go right ahead and slot Samoa Joe in at number six.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's because
it's a tough
I guess
it. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I can argue for others, but it's. If you feel strongly about it, let's do it.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, well, you're looking at Joe, or you're looking at maybe Nakamura, or let's see. Yeah, Bobby Roode, and I'm just not feeling. You know, I'm not feeling Bobby Roode. He's. You know. I mean, I might
no.
jokingly call him the entrance Bobby Roode, but he's a good enough wrestler. It just just doesn't feel like top seven material. That's the best way I can describe it. So that leaves
what
a
about,
spot
you know,
open.
Even I know we're talking about best wrestlers of this bunch, and we've already said she's a few notches below. But does the fact that Bayley meant everything in NXT and was such a driving force of that brand make her somebody that should be in this top seven, even like I guess it just depends on the criteria.
Yeah, I've got to say that she probably does in terms of how over she was. Now we talked about, and I would put her on that above Nia Jax, probably above Paige and Emma, and above another name that that is definitely an NXT name, AJ Lee.
Ooh, true. Yeah. I mean, Bayley was just, man, she was so over there. That was, I mean, what a character. I was talking with somebody earlier today about it, and it's like, just looking back on it, name me a character who can bring a tear to the eye of the jaded pro wrestling fan like she could.
I know.
Mean, it just was always such just great feel-good moments with her.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I got to say, you know, that was great. But this is now, and I'm looking forward to 2 years from now when they turn her into evil Cougar Bayley. I think
they didn't
money
already when she was taking part in 5-on-1 beatdowns and things like that.
No, they didn't.
I don't think Vince quite grasps this character.
Either that, or he grasps it and just doesn't like it for whatever reason.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Or it could be the fact that Bayley's engaged to a cruiserweight.
Oh yeah, got that. Yeah, well, there is that. Could she be the 205 Live general manager?
Hey, that's actually not the worst idea I'd ever heard. Could Rey Mysterio be the 205 Live general manager?
You know, I get it. He certainly would bring some eyeballs. I'd rather see him kind of be the legend of the division who works from time to time. I don't know. I just don't have great confidence in Rey being the guy they send out there to talk as much as they do their other general managers.
All right. Well,
tough on him as a promo.
No, I think that's a valid point. Anyway, I'm ready to make my pick for general manager now. If they're not giving it to Booker T, then they might as well go with another high quality option. Mark Henry, I think, would be a fantastic 205 Live general manager. Put him in a suit every week.
If there's anyone who knows about cruiserweight wrestling, it's Mark Henry.
Yeah, absolutely. I think every time you cut to the back and Mark Henry's featured, he should be like eating a giant sandwich or something.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Drew Gulak versus Kalisto.
Yeah. And the guy next. What's that smell?
Barbecue. Yeah. No, let's not do.
Looking at are we being too tough on today's talent? I mean, we don't have any current, and I'm double-checking my list, but we don't have any current NXT talent on this list, and there are some good ones.
I mean, if you're looking at great wrestlers right now, you got Gargano, you got Roderick Strong, who is one of the best wrestlers just from a technical standpoint that they have. You have Andrade Cien Almas, who I feel like he's just now catching on because they were down on him for a while. He's just now catching fire. And he had the happy, with Drew McIntyre getting injured, there was a spot available, and he jumped right in. That's exactly, he was the next man up.
And then, I mean, Aleister Black. Pure wrestler.
Aleister Black's the next champion, yeah.
If we're just talking wrestling, and it's too soon to include him on the list, but Kyle O'Reilly is phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. God, yes. Yep. I mean, they're stacked right now, and, you know, as long as they even with the drain that they get after WrestleMania, they just, you know, they keep Black, they keep the Undisputed Era, they keep, you know, Ember Moon. I think they'll be, you know, and a few more of their top people. I think they can afford to, you know, lose some people.
Let's hope so. I mean, I think they could certainly use some people on the main roster, but if they're just going to do what they normally do with them, then, keep them around a little longer.
Yeah, that is the thing, though. Not everybody translates to the main roster.
No, they don't, unfortunately.
Oh, speaking of it, Rusev. I know he's not going to make the list, but, you know, guy was a star in NXT. Yeah. Well, Lana, yeah. Lana's got star power as well. Although I think right now that their star power is more, if anything, owing to people seeing them on Total Divas and are like, hey, these are some actual likable people, as opposed to, you know, seeing what they do on television.
Yeah, no kidding. I still don't really get what they're doing with either one of them. Like, they know they have something with Rusev Day, but they don't really know where to go with it. I just get that feeling every time I watch the show. I went into this going, all right, based on the criteria I was using, I didn't have any ladies on but in the top seven. And now I'm going to make another case for somebody that we said shouldn't be in the top seven at one point.
Okay.
Can we really go through this? Can we really have a top seven without acknowledging what Asuka's done?
That's tough. I mean, that's a question. But you're basically, at this point, you're at Asuka versus Bayley. And Asuka, they saw her. Triple H and the people in NXT saw her as the linchpin of the brand. The people, you know, Road Dogg said that was the one person he wanted to have from NXT because they had plans, you know, they could do something with her on SmackDown. Yeah, okay.
Because I have six before her. Bayley was number six for me, right?
I don't know what you have, but okay. Let's see.
I have Ryan, Balor, Rollins, Sasha, Sammy, and Bayley.
Okay, we had Samoa. I had Samoa Joe in there somewhere, but yeah, okay.
You do, okay.
Yeah, so that's a good. Okay, I mean that's.
Florida
I think
NXT,
that's
Samoa Joe or Asuka?
Huh. I mean, they both had big careers before. You know, they both had careers before NXT. Samoa Joe's was bigger, at least in terms of.
Yeah, at least in this country, you know, certainly.
Yeah. Okay. If you want to say that Asuka, yeah. Yeah, I, if you want to raise Asuka above Samoa Joe, although both of them had very good runs,
They did. I don't know. I've actually enjoyed Joe more on the main roster than I have in NXT.
Yeah, that's true. I think he's caught on the main roster in a way that perhaps, you know. Well, I mean, they're finding Asuka. I think they're. I mean, they have plans for her. Obviously, those plans don't include Ronda Rousey right now, but you know, she's going to be the. I mean, she's going to be the top woman on Raw. That's inevitable.
Yeah, I do lean Asuka over Joe.
Okay.
As much as I enjoy the work of Joe and everything, I just, I, it's hard to kind of overlook the impact that she had and that whole, I know it's a gimmick, but just the unbeaten streak and all of that. And I don't know that her match, if you look at Joe's best NXT matches and compare them to hers, I don't know that they're that different, Pat.
No, you're right. That's totally fair. All right, we've got our seven. We technically have seven, so I'm going to take a social media question here. From our good friend William, and Jason, I think you'll get in on this. What are the better odds? Braun tipping over a Volkswagen microbus full of Trump supporters, a Volkswagen microbus full of Clinton supporters, or a Volkswagen microbus full of TNA supporters? Now, I, of course, gave the obvious answer. I give the obvious answer, which is, I don't know. I only know, I know one thing. I don't know where Braun Strowman is going to find a microbus full of TNA supporters.
Yeah, I don't know if you could fill a microbus with TNA supporters.
I don't know. I mean, I don't want to do stereotyping, but, you know, Braun Strowman is from North Carolina, and he does have a tattoo saying Country Strong. So I don't know how woke the guy is.
I'm with you. I didn't want to say it, so I'm happy you did.
Well, that's part of what I do here. But yeah. I don't know that, you know, I don't know that he would necessarily tip over either one of them unless they, I mean, I don't think he'd tip over either one of them unless they were backstage at Raw. I don't think he goes out, you know, during the day and starts looking around parking lots for cars to tip over.
You don't know that, Pat. I mean, there's a lot.
I don't know that.
They don't have much downtime, but they do have some downtime. And normally you'd think, well, you know, you're going to hear about it. If this guy is,
TMZ.
Like, seriously in the middle of nowhere that he lives, maybe he gets away with it. Who's going to tell him no? Who's going to arrest him?
Not me.
No.
Definitely not any of the backstage security guards we've encountered over the past year or so on Raw.
God bless him for trying.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's a good point. But well, there's your answer. Let's see, what other topic? Okay, so Daniel Bryan, Seth Rollins, Finn Balor, Sasha Banks, Sami Zayn, Asuka, Samoa Joe. And, you know, Bobby, you don't want to leave off guys like Kevin Owens or people like Bayley, but, you know, there's got to be a line somewhere, and we've had the line. But I think the big picture is, and I was noticing this during the Rumble on Sunday, how much of WWE's, I mean, how much NXT has influenced the WWE roster? I think in a lot of ways positive. I think the negative is that they feel that these characters have been established on NXT, so they don't need to reintroduce people to them.
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, it hasn't been as bad as, like, people coming from WCW and Vince just not taking to it because it wasn't his creation. But I do still feel like there's some of that.
There is some of that.
You know, yeah, I think Vince naturally, if he feels like he created it or got in on the ground level of it, made some tweak that made things work, that he's just more likely to take to that character than he is like a Bayley that was handed to him on a silver platter and he completely dropped the silver platter.
And it doesn't matter if it's an idea that his son-in-law came up with or whether WC or whether
it might make it worse.
Yeah, that's true. I think that there's a lot of NXT in both those Rumbles, and I think the influence is going to be even more this next batch that we get after WrestleMania.
Well, and I think you and I could do this same show a year from now, and we'd probably be mixing some people in and out. You know, it's just they have such a good crop of talent. I was worried that first wave of talent, you know, around the time of the first takeovers, like, this is a really special class. It's going to be very hard for them to top this, but they continue to do it. You know, they just keep finding more and more talent. They've been so aggressive in signing people. I mean, Ricochet hasn't wrestled on their television show yet. EC3 is about to go in. You know, there's just so many talented people down there that it's
War Machine, which, you know, yeah. I mean, that's...
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I mean, I think the thing is now that they can pull from anywhere. And so anybody who catches fire in any of the promotions that are out there, whether it's Progress or New Japan or Ring of Honor or Evolve, or it just doesn't matter, they're on it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there was that rumble, that rumor they weren't going to use TNA talent for a while there, and we saw how quickly that ended. You know, it just doesn't seem to matter to them anymore, nor should it.
No, I agree. All right, Jason, it's been fun having you on Making the List. Why don't you tell the good people how they can follow you on social media and what you offer for them if they go over to ProWrestling.net?
Yeah, you can follow me at ProWrestlingNet on Twitter, and you can also visit PWAudio.net for our free audio content. In fact, just yesterday I got together with Will Pruitt, and that past known as Johnny Fairplay called in for the last half of the show, too, and we took calls coming out of the Royal Rumble and going into Raw. We also have a special going on right now, and we don't do a lot of these, so pay close attention to this. It's our Royal Rumble Week special, $1.50 for 1 month of .NET membership. Use the coupon code .NET2018, altogether DOTNET2018. When you visit the main page of ProWrestling.net, just click into our sign-up area and enter that coupon code, or visit the main page. That's probably going to be a lot easier. You should see an ad near the top of the news list that will have all that same information in there. We've also added, we have 6 months off of our annual subscription, our six-month subscription, and our brand-new three-month subscription as well. And so if you're looking to get through WrestleMania season, that three-month subscription is a great option for you as well. And again, if you have any questions about any of that, feel free to hit me up on Twitter at ProWrestlingNet.
Okay, thanks a lot, Jason. You'll be back at some point, and you can always hear Jason. I think you can hear him occasionally on the Wade Keller Pro Wrestling podcast here, and I'm sure that he will wind up somehow back on Making the List with Pat McNeil at some point in the future. Jason, always good talking to you, and we will do that. We will do that again, and I'll talk to you off the air too. But not
I never made. Yeah, I never made Jericho's list, so I'm happy I finally made yours. I feel good, Pat. Thank you for having me.
No problem. And thank you, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to the show. We hope you'll come back next week when we have Johnny Fairplay on, and we get our you can start working on your list of the top seven factions in the history of professional wrestling. By the way, I work for PW Torch, Pro Wrestling Torch, and we have a website and we have a VIP deal as well. Today, January 30th, you can go to the front page of the PW Torch website, and you can look at it and use the and if you're looking at it today, you can use the coupon code RUMBLE2018. Get 1 month for $1.99, $2 just in time for one of the busiest months of the wrestling year with so much going on. But I'd love to tell you all about PWTorch.com and PWTorch.com/GoVIP and our VIP service. But we have a friendly announcer who does that for us, and we'll let him get to it. Until next week, everybody keep your feet on the ground and keep shooting for the stars. Good night.
PW Torch Livecast listeners, I invite you to get even more of what the Torch offers by becoming a PW Torch VIP member. Not only do you get ad-free access to our website, the mobile site, and the desktop site, and access to about 30 years of our archives, including over 1,500 back issues and thousands upon thousands of hours of our audio shows going back to 2004, plus tons of retro radio shows from the 1990s. But you also get over 15 VIP exclusive podcasts per week, in addition to ad-free editions of these PW Torch livecasts throughout the week. So we take the ads out of the PW Torch livecast for VIP members and then give you over 15 other podcasts per week, including what started it all, the Bruce Mitchell Audio Show. I host that with Bruce every weekend, and we spend a couple hours talking about the biggest stories of professional wrestling and wrestling history. It's one of the longest-running weekly pro wrestling podcasts on any subject, and it's one of the main reasons people go VIP and stay VIP. Another is The Fix with Todd Martin. I host that every midweek with Todd, and we get Todd's expertise and opinions every midweek on current events in professional wrestling, not just WWE, but all promotions worldwide, including New Japan. Plus, we end every show with some expert MMA talk from the LA Times columnist and SureDog contributor, Todd Martin. And there's so much more. The Every Single Day Wade Keller Hotline with news updates every single day, Monday through Friday. And every Saturday and Sunday, I do the SE Editor format of the Wade Keller Hotline, where I answer VIP member questions in depth. And there's so much more. There's the Wayback Playback with Pat McNeil and Jim Valley, Wrestling Audio Community with Sean Radican, the WWE Future Pass Show with scouting reports on prospects and a look back at the indie career of current stars, the PW Torch East Coast Cast Extended VIP Edition, the retro radio shows. Every Thursday, a new retro radio show from the 90s drops, from the early 90s or the Attitude Era. And last but not least, my in-depth Raw and SmackDown reports. You can get a full chronological rundown of every episode of Raw and SmackDown with my analysis of the show in-depth every Monday night and Tuesday night. So check out details at pwtorch.com/goVIP. We give you a lot here at the live cast, but there is so much more. The vast majority of our work is for our VIP members, and you can become one today. Go check out details on a subscription at pwtorch.com/goVIP.
Another happy ending from the good people at Jimmy James Incorporated.
But the most amazing thing to me is I get paid for doing this.